Welcome to the Cam Kashani Show, where we are redefining beauty, body, and self. The purpose and vision of this show is to help everyone feel beautiful, powerful, and enough. To heal the definition of beauty, body, and self that you currently have, to allow you to feel more empowered and self-aware, and as a result, love yourself at an unwavering, unconditional, and unapologetic level. I'm your host, Cam Kashani. Hey, 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 and welcome back to another episode of The Cam Kashani Show. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. You're in for a fucking flip today, guys, because I am in a zone and in a mode right now where I'm consistently embodying my sacred queen. I am embodying my divine feminine. I am embodying the truth of who I am, and I am embodying the truth of who we were created to be. Therefore, I feel so inspired today to speak to you about a taboo topic which can trigger some people, and frankly, that is quite all right, because when you get triggered, it means there's always room for growth. And that topic is sexual shame. Sexual shame. That is something that might mean something different to all of us, but let me just start with saying that we live in a society that conditions us to believe that sex is bad, that it is wrong, that it is sin. As a result of this, we abandon our true selves. Sex is a part of the human experience. It is here for us. When used properly, in fact, sex is a tool for ascension. Ascension is allowing yourself to elevate and upgrade to higher vibration and a higher energetic field. However, because of the wounding around the masculine and the wounding around the feminine and the wounding in this realm that we're in and in society and conditioning and all of that and being taught that sex is a sin and that it's evil and that you'll go to hell before you have sex or you'll go to hell if blah, blah, blah. Which, by the way, I would love to meet the person who came up with that, because that is just, I don't know, I might say something I don't want to say if I get into that. But anyways, when sex is used properly, it is absolutely a tool for ascension. However, let's backtrack a little bit, and I'll get into that more. What happens when we deny a part of self? What happens when we deny our sexual urges? What happens when we are told and conditioned that sex is bad, that sex is evil, that sex is this? Obviously, we grow up having sex anyways, most of the time, right? We grow up and this is how we have children. It's a tool for procreation and all of those beautiful things that come from it. However, because that shame lies deep inside of our bodies. And as I've said before in other episodes, shame is the absolute lowest vibration on the scale of consciousness. And again, as a reminder, the scale of consciousness, imagine the scale. The bottom is shame and hate and all of those types of emotions. And the top, we have love and peace and enlightenment and all of those beautiful emotions and feelings and experiences. So when we're functioning at this space of shame, when we're functioning and making ourselves wrong and judging ourselves for having feelings, for having sexual feelings, for having sexual desires, when we're sitting there and judging ourselves, we are operating in that supremely low level of consciousness. And we are not allowing ourselves to be ourselves, and we are denying a part of self. We are betraying ourselves. So what happens when we deny a part of self? Rebellion, anger, shame. Shame, shame, shame. That word is so loaded. What comes up for you when I say shame? What do you feel in your body? You just feel like, personally, when I think of shame, I just go, oh God, I'm bad. I'm doing something bad. I'm doing something wrong. I'm not a good person. I shouldn't be having these unholy thoughts. I shouldn't be thinking this way. I shouldn't be thinking that. Whatever it is that comes up for you, that's the shame, right? And then how many times have you had a one-night stand or you've engaged in sexual activity and then felt like absolute shit the next day? A big part of that is shame. Other parts of it is energetic. When you're engaging in sex with people who have different energies and aren't aligned with your energy, you will pick up their energy and you will feel, you know, not so good if they're not at your level of consciousness. So that is a little bit of a separate topic, but an important thing to bring forward, that engage in sexual activity with people that are at your level of consciousness, because otherwise you're picking up people's shit. That's just what happens. It's just the truth. We're all energy. We're all energy beings. We pick up on other people's stuff. So if you're sleeping around or you're doing whatever, and I'm not judging any of this, by the way, there is no right or wrong. This is simply truth. Energy is truth. Energy is real. Energy is real. Energy is real. So when you are engaging in sexual activity, you want to make sure that you're doing so with a partner that is conscious and that is at your level of consciousness. And this is, in fact, how sex can then be used as a tool for ascension. Because if you're both operating at this higher level of consciousness and you're both operating in a same, similar alignment in terms of energy and in terms of consciousness and in terms of frequency and whatnot, you will help raise one another up. And obviously, if you're in love with one another and you're engaging in sex with somebody who loves you and you love them and that consciousness in there and that commitment is there, oh damn, talk about ascension, right? And that's what we all really want deep inside. That is what we want. However, we are terrified of that because we are also conditioned to not allow ourselves to fully feel. Because at some point in time in our lives, we were told it's not safe to fully feel. We were either told to shut up when we were little and crying and having our feelings, or we were shamed for having our feelings, or we were told in some way, shape, or form, or through some type of experiences that it isn't safe to be us. So therefore, it is so much more difficult for us to be able to engage fully, 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 fully in that type of sexual activity that will allow us to ascend. And that's okay. It's okay as long as we are aware of it and as long as we are doing the work to heal it. It is something that takes time, commitment, and practice. And I will get a little bit into the healing of it and all of that stuff in a little bit. But what I want to get into now is women. My beautiful queens, my gorgeous, beautiful queens, I love you all so much. And we are shamed so fucking hard for being sexual beings. We are shamed. We are called whores. We are called sluts. We are called whatever it is because we have desires, because we're human. What? Because we're born with a vagina, we're not supposed to feel. Because we're born with a vagina, we're not supposed to be able to enjoy the desire of the human experience of having sex? No. Something needs to shift. And I am not blaming the masculine for this. I am not blaming the patriarchy for this. I am not blaming, period. If you know me by now, I do not blame, because everything happens as a result of the energies, the two energies together. So what needs to happen here is both genders must take responsibility and allow the truth of self to shine forth. Men need to stop shaming women, and women need to stop shaming themselves, because here's the thing. Like I've said before, everything is a mirror. So women, if you're sitting there and you're shaming yourself, and this is women, men, non-binary, whatever it is, I love all of you, we're all human beings. We're all souls. We're all perfect. Whatever it is, if you are sitting there and you are shaming yourself, you will obviously end up encountering men that will shame you too, because they are here to actually help heal you. Whoa, mind blown. There is the big thing in all of this, the big explosive part in all of this is that if you are shaming yourself, you will attract a man or a woman or a situation where you will be shamed for your sexual needs, because that sexual shame within you must be healed. Therefore, it'll be mirrored to you until you do the work to heal it. You cannot blame anybody else for it. It is your responsibility to heal it. It is not your fault that you feel it. This is a collective thing. This is a generational thing. This is a big, big thing that has affected all of us in so many ways, and it applies worldwide. I mean, look, I'm a Middle Eastern woman. In my culture, in my country, in the Middle East in general, oh my God, if I have a sexual urge, oh, I am a whore. Right? I'm immediately labeled a whore. I mean, in Iran, you can't even wear normal clothes because the men apparently can't control themselves enough for, you know, we'll be called whores in some way, shape, or form because we're showing, God forbid, our arm. I mean, I can really get into this, and I'm not somebody who wants to blame again or anything like that. That is not going to help. What helps is not blaming each other, making each other wrong, making each other bad, saying it's your fault won't get us anywhere. You want to heal, you want to fix this, you want to be able to embrace your sexuality in a healthy, beautiful, glorious queen embodiment way, heal. Heal your own shame. And once you start to heal your own shame is when you will then be mirrored back by the universe, those that will then see you in glory and see you in your queen embodiment and in your divinity, and they will see your beauty and your truth, and they will not shame you because they also understand that this is a part of the human experience, and it is a beautiful part of the human experience that should never, ever, ever be shamed. And I'll add to that by denying our true essence, we end up resenting ourselves. And as a result, create a hypersexual society that objectifies women. Men and women are abandoning their true essence daily for a quick orgasm. It's like we are a generation, I feel like it's way more than a generation because this has been happening since fucking ancient times, as far as I know. But it's like we are taught not to feel, especially men, right? And we are taught not to feel, and we're taught that feeling is bad. Specifically, I'm referring to men in this particular instance. We're taught not to feel, or that feeling is bad, or to be a man. Men don't cry. Men don't have feelings. What the fuck? Who decided that shit? All of us have feelings. Feelings are fucking beautiful. You want to be a real man? Have feelings. Have feelings and be connected to your heart. Your heart is glorious. Your heart is beautiful. You and your divine masculine will absolutely be able to hold for your divine feminine. Your divine masculine will allow your divine feminine to rise. And then we all rise together. And it's just so beautiful when we're able to do that. It just takes us to a whole nother level of upliftment and consciousness. And this world would be such a different place if we're all able to do that. But because men are shamed and told not to feel, the only way they then know how to feel is through their penis. So there's constant sexual addiction, there's porn, there's all of these different ways for them to be able to quote unquote feel and have a quick orgasm in that moment. Again, I am not judging you. I am not making this wrong. I am simply speaking truth. And if it triggers you, by all means, I allow it to, because the trigger will then result in potentially you wanting to explore that more, or you can just turn me off. That's totally fine too. I love you anyways. I love you either way, because it's not your fault. It is not your fault that we are raised in a society like this. And allow me to also bring up a very important point and something very discerning and a significant caveat to all of this. I want you to ask yourself, now I said, sex is absolutely something beautiful. Sex is absolutely something that both that is a part of the human experience, and that when used properly is a tool for ascension. So when used properly, now, are you engaging in sex because of wounding, because of trauma, because a lack of sense of self, because of validation? Are you searching for validation through sex? Now, see, these ways are not going to end up getting you anywhere. They're going to end up resulting in pain and in hurt. When we engage in sex searching for validation, guess what? We ain't going to get it. And even if we get it for a minute, it goes away, and then we get addicted, and we keep looking, and we keep looking, and we keep looking, and we keep looking. Guess where validation comes from? Whoops, I hit the microphone. Guess where validation comes from? Inside. Validation comes from within. So, are you engaging in sex because of wounding, trauma, lack of sense of self, or searching for validation, or are you engaging in sex because of love, because of self-love, because of joint love, because of true love? And let's say love isn't present. Let's say you just have a conscious sex partner. That's totally fine too. Again, I said I'm not judging anything at all. Conscious sex partners are great. But the question is, are you honoring yourself during sex? Are you truly embodying your divine essence during sex? Or are you, as one of my absolute favorite accounts, humans that I follow on Instagram, Jake Woodard, says, just masturbating with someone else? I love it when he says that because it's so true. It's like you're using someone else's body to masturbate, because that's what it is. Otherwise, it's this beautiful, beautiful act of love. So again, are you engaging in it because of wounding? Are you engaging in it because of love, self-love? And are you honoring yourself during sex? As a woman, for example, because I can speak to it as a woman myself, if I'm going to engage in sex, am I engaging in sex in a way that I am honoring me? I am honoring me, and I'm in my divine feminine, and I'm in my queen embodiment, and I am wanting to experience something really beautiful and deep, and that's what I want. I'm not going to go and, you know, have it another way. That's just not what I enjoy. Again, I am not making any of this wrong whatsoever. I speak with no judgment. I am simply speaking truth. And let me add to this, and this is difficult for me to speak about because it's very, very vulnerable, but I think it's really helpful to know, and I think that it adds a lot of value to this whole topic. I didn't remember, okay, well, let me say it this way. So as a child, I was sexually abused by a distant family member between the ages of 2 to 8. A lot. I have done the work to heal it, which is why I'm able to speak about it. However, I did not remember that I was abused until a year ago, last summer. And until I realized I was abused, my sexual engagements and episodes were all trauma responses. Which means that I was coming from an inauthentic place. I was coming from a place of fear. I was coming from a place that wasn't authentic to me, that wasn't a place of love. And so once I realized, oh my God, that's what happened. Oh my God, this all makes sense now. And once I healed that, and once I healed that misunderstanding and all of those realizations that I, or not realizations, but all of those decisions that I made as a young kid, right? That's going through that type of trauma and going through that type of abuse. Once I realized that and I was able to heal it, I called my power back. I called my divine power back, my queen embodiment back. I was able to be my true self again, and I was able to be the woman that I was created to be, and no longer was someone else's energy lodged inside my body, and no longer was I feeling less than or needing to just go along with it because I was afraid because of a trauma response. Okay, that's heavy, but it's real. And if you know me, I keep it real. So, and I said, if this is triggering for you, good. Maybe it'll help you grow. Maybe you decide you don't want to grow. That's all okay. I love you anyways. And I will leave you with asking yourself these questions. What is my intention when I have sex or engage in intimacy? Am I just wanting to get off? Which is fine. Again, all of this is fine. There's no judgment. I have to make this so clear every single time because I know how sensitive people can be, especially about this topic. I am judging no one. And I am not making anything wrong. I am simply speaking to bring things to your awareness, and that is it. You decide what you wish to do with it. You decide what you want to do. I love you anyways, whatever it is that you decide to do. So what is my intention when I have sex or engage in intimacy? Am I just wanting to get off? Or am I truly craving intimacy, but don't know another way to truly achieve that? There is no wrong, right or wrong way here. It is all a matter of self-honoring choices. Once again, boundaries, like I've spoken about before. Do you have boundaries with your body? Do you have boundaries with yourself? Do you have boundaries with your sexuality? Do you have boundaries with all parts of you? And how do you go about beginning to heal this shame? You know, it isn't easy. I will definitely tell you that. It is not easy, but the steps to heal are usually pretty similar to healing anything else. Awareness is always the first step. Being really, 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 really honest with yourself, as hard as that is, because it is so confronting to look at yourself and to realize these types of things. Awareness is the first step. Are you engaging in sex because of any type of lack mentality? Are you engaging in it for other reasons? Asking for help, hiring a coach, going to therapy, EMDR, so powerful. I did that as well. Most powerful for me was inner child work. Talking to my little girl, healing my little girl, reminding her that what happened to her was not her fault, and letting her realize and reparenting her and telling her that there is another way and it doesn't need to be that way anymore. And the question I will leave you with, although I feel like I already left you with some questions, but I feel like adding another one. What would you do differently if you loved yourself only 10% more? What would you do differently if you loved yourself only 10% more? Ooh, that was a good one, huh? I feel like that was some stuff. Could have been very heavy. It was a lot. But anyways, I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that this was helpful in some way, shape, or form. As always, feel free to reach out to me. Either go to my website, camkashani.com, sign up for my newsletter where I send out a lot of helpful tips and tricks and keep you updated on the cool stuff that I do, whether it be workshops and seminars and other cool things that I'll be working on over the coming months. Alternatively, and or additionally, follow me on Instagram at cam_kashani. cam_kashani. Feel free to screenshot this and tag me if you feel that this is a good, if this resonated with you in some way, shape, or form. And if you have any questions or anything, if there's ever anything you guys want me to talk about on the podcasts, I'm so open to that. please send me a message, ideally a direct message on Instagram. It's the best. Or send me a note on my website. There is a little area where you can send me notes as well on camkashani.com. I love you. I'm grateful for you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever you're feeling, whatever your experience is divinely perfect. You're exactly where you should be. And I'm so proud of you for being you. And I want you to be proud of you too. You're a fucking badass. Sending you love, light, and all of the beautiful things. Until next time.